Good morning, church. How is everybody? Good to see y'all here. Would you like to stand and worship with us this morning? We're doing announcements first. Excuse me. Stay seated.
Good morning, church. I got nominated to do announcements today. I think I was asked, but I'm not sure if I was told. But voluntold, there you go. All right, so April 25th is the prayer meeting, 7 to 8 p.m. here at the church. April 27th is a Thursday. We have the Bible study going on that night. A care team meeting, it's Aunt Jan Sorensen's house, 6:30. If you'd like to come, we'd love to have you. April 29th is a Saturday. That is our church cleanup. Many hands make the work easy and fun. It says donuts and pizza will be provided. April 30th is a Sunday. That is going to be our 360 experience share time. If you went to 360, come and let us know what you learned. If you didn't come and you want to know what it's about, stick around and hear from all of us that went. I'm really nervous. That's not good. Do you want me to read the questions? Okay. May 7th, that is Pastor Kenny's installation service. I'm so excited. There will, of course, be a meal afterwards. It will be during the service. There still will be kids' church that day for all the classes, I believe. July 4th, Tuesday, Lindsay and I are doing a float. We are getting some interest. If you want to be a part of the building or riding on the float, we'd love to have you. We need to know for sign up so that we can get started on the planning, figure out what we're going to decorate the float like. Lindsay's going to pull it with her cool Ford truck, and the Sharkies have given us access to a trailer so that we can build it. And, this came later, but June 17th is a ladies' breakfast. 9 a.m. Where is 7551? Is that Tammy's house? Okay, it's at Tammy's house. That's what I thought, but I thought, I don't know. So join us for prayer, devotional, and getting to know each other. And you see Tammy for a food sign-up. And the last thing is attendance. Kid check-in, people check-in. I wasn't very clear last week, but we would like everybody to text the church number, check in, and check yourself in. It allows us to keep track of who was here today, gives us a better handle on our attendance, kind of lets us know if you've not been here, if we need to check in with you and find out what's going on if we don't already know. When you check in, you can get your kids checked into their classrooms. What else? Eventually, we will have to check the kids out of classrooms. We're working on how to figure out how to do that. So if you have your phones, text the phone number 517-522-4062 and text check, and it should pull up. If you have any questions or concerns and you need help, I can help you after the service. All right. Yes. Oh, did I not? Okay, it doesn't say. So that's why I didn't say it. 9 o'clock. Anything else I forgot? All right. Here's Pastor Kenny.
Our prayer requests today, we only have two. We're told in Thessalonians to pray without ceasing. We can help to do that or help you to do that if you take one of these prayer requests home with you to pray over throughout the week. And they're laid up here in the altars so you can come up and get them, pray over them throughout the week. Pray without ceasing doesn't mean that you constantly run around with your eyes closed. Okay, just so you know, especially when you're driving down 94. We don't want that. But it does mean that we can pray and have a continual conversation with God, ongoing, every day. Just talking with the Lord. And when you have your friends around, you're not constantly talking to them. You're also listening. And some of that listening means that we just have that interruptions in our prayer time, that we just take the time and watch for his answers and look for his answers. So, that all being said, Roseanne has a friend named Susan who's having personal struggles, and she would like prayer for her for strength and courage and peace. Hallie Reed was in the hospital for a couple days, in the ER for a little while yesterday.
Yesterday.
So keep her in your prayers. She's got a condition that she's dealing with. So just keep her in your prayers through this next few days as they decide what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That sounds right.
Okay. Yep. Are there any other prayer requests? Yes, ma'am. Mindy's asking prayer for Luke and Lisa as they have some decisions they have to make, so keep them in your prayers for wisdom and discernment.
Yes, and also Sandy and Sid Atherton have asked for prayer for them. He is back at Shadyside Hospital in Pittsburgh with MG disease, which is an autoimmune neurological disease that is affecting his breathing, his chest. He can't talk.
So we want prayer for Sid Atherton for MG. What else was it with that?
It's autoimmune.
So keep Sid in your prayers as well, please. Yes, ma'am. I got it. Glenda's having surgery on Tuesday, so keep her in your prayers and for travel mercies to get back and forth. They're going to keep you overnight, correct? Or thereabouts. Yes, whatever. So she said that I did it. So prayers for Glenda for healing. Brock?
Victoria and Lincoln in the ER at the moment.
Victoria and Lincoln are in the ER. I saw a picture this morning, little Lincoln's eyes all swelled up. So keep them in your prayers. Let's go to the Lord. Father, we are truly grateful for your mercies and grace. We're thankful, Lord, that we can come to you at any moment, that we can pray continually to Lord, to you, knowing that you are hearing us and that you're right there with us in the midst of what we're going through. We think of little Lincoln this morning, Lord, and we lift him to you and pray, Lord, for whatever it is, that there would be healing, that you would give family strength and comfort mom. I know, Lord, she's probably panicking, and I understand that. So be with her. We think of Sid, Lord, and ask your blessings upon him for healing. Be with Glenda, Lord, as she goes through this procedure. Guide the doctor's hands. Bless her, Lord, in this operation. And just give them strength and the peace, Lord, that only you can give. Lord, we think of Roseanne's friend, and we lift Susan to you, Lord, this morning. And we pray for strength, for courage, and for peace. We think of Luke and Lisa, Lord. We ask that you give them wisdom and discernment and understanding. That, Lord, you would bless them and surround them and whatever decisions they may make. We lift Hallie to you this morning, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that you would clear this up, that you would bless her, take away any pain she's having, and just surround her with your presence, Lord. Comfort the family, Lord, because I know this is always putting a strain on the family when there's someone hurting. And, Lord, we just ask that you be with us throughout this service, that you open our hearts and our minds to your presence. And that, Lord, that everything we do brings you glory and honor. And we ask this all and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now would you like to stand and worship with us? The altars are open if you want to come.
Oh, praise him. Alleluia. strong. Ye clouds that sail in heaven and long, oh, praise Him, alleluia. Thou rising moon in praise rejoice. Ye lights of evening find a voice, oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. 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 Let all things end. Worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Praise, praise the Father. Praise the Son. And praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
As the praise team continues to play that, I'm going to ask Glenda to come up and we're going to anoint her. And I would ask you to come up and lay hands on her as we pray for her for tomorrow's or Tuesday's procedure. Thank you. Lord God, You call us to lay hands on and to pray for. So we're doing that right now. We anoint You in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we have gathered around Glenda and we lay hands on her according to Your word, Lord. Praying, Lord, that You would guide the doctor's hands, that You would give Glenda a peace, that she would place her complete faith and trust in You, knowing that You're right there guiding the doctor's hands, knowing that You're right there with her, Lord. Comfort the family, give them strength, bless them through all of this. And we ask this all in the mighty name of our Savior Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.
Bow down and worship Him now. Lord's renown. It's the rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. And together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God.
Lord, all the earth, and proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and joy are in His dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord. All you families of the nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in splendor of His holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Hallelujah. Amen. Sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed His precious blood. Oh, true grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it.
feel it for thy courts above. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Well, good morning.
Here's our stewardship minute, right? It's always more than a minute. Well, I want to read a couple of passages. The first one here is out of Matthew chapter 6. And I'm going to just read verses 1 and 2. This is Jesus. I think this is what they call the Sermon on the Mount. And, he's got lots of wisdom in here. And this particular passage starts out, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full." And he gives other examples. But I'm going to skip down here to verse 19 of the same chapter, and Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And then I want to skip over to Colossians. Chapter 3, I think it is. 3 in verse 23 and 24 here. "Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as unto the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve." So I was all proud of my youngest boy, Zachary, because a couple of years ago he decided he wanted a gaming PC. And this, so he's like 8 years old at the time, right? And he saved every nickel and every dollar he could scrounge together for like 2 years, determined to get this gaming PC. And he did it. But he has his reward, right? And we all work. We all work pretty. I look around and I recognize most of you, and you're all hard workers, and some of us have worked a long time. Some of us got a lot of years in front of us to work. And we earn things. We get new PCs. We get new cars. We go on vacation. We get new homes. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But are they our reward? Or are they gifts or instruments, tools from God to continue to serve Him, to continue to be good stewards? I hope these are all things that we are using to serve and glorify Him. With that, I think I'll invite our children. Do we have children today? We'll dismiss them to Children's Church. And I'm going to invite our volunteers to come take up the offering. If you'll join me in prayer. Dear Jesus, we do thank you for the blessings and the gifts you provide us on a daily basis. And we thank you for our comforts and our rewards. And Lord, we just want to take these few minutes to give back to you, reflect on all you've given us, and look forward to the rewards we have stored up in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
That lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into Christ, Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. King God, you my living hope.
I'm going to ask Ralph. He said he would like to say a few words this morning as the praise team. Yeah.
You can't hear me. You better get your hearing checked. I just want to thank everybody for my almost 90th birthday last week. It was a complete surprise. How everybody kept the secret, I don't know. And for those who worked on it, and for those who attended, I want to really thank you. I'm going to put a tear in my eye. When you get down to the end of the trail, you kind of wonder. But I've two other things I want to mention. One, prayer does work.
Amen.
When
a month ago or so, I would wake up in the morning gasping for breath. The first hour of the morning was touch and go. And I kneel down by the bed and I pray out loud just like I do here. And this morning I got up, got dressed, had breakfast, and walked out the door.
Praise the Lord.
If there's anyone here that has somebody that is due to go to hospice or thinking about it, I've learned a lot of stuff I didn't know. And either anytime, don't be ashamed, don't be, I can't think of the words I want to use. Anyway, don't, just come up there. I can't talk loud very long. Thank you, everyone.
Would you like to stand with us?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts.
We truly are a blessed people. Do we understand the privilege we have to go to the very throne of God? To offer our praises, to offer our supplications, to be thankful. What an awesome privilege. We talked about unity, and we're going to talk about unity again next week. What builds unity is what you people do without even thinking about it, and staying after and just standing around and talking and sharing in the snacks and the goodies that are here. That is an awesome thing that doesn't take place at very many churches. Don't take it for granted. Use it to build those relationships we need within the church. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you and praise you again and again for the unity that we have and the unity that is being built. We're thankful, Lord, that you have made us responsible and that we have free will. But we're thankful, Lord, that you also provoke us and lead us. Help us to be the sheep of your pasture, to be the ones that cannot be snatched from your hand, who follow you, who listen to your voice, and who you know. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.